From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this is My Worst Holiday. It's a podcast about your worst date, your worst Christmas, your worst Thanksgiving. This is my time of year. That's all I'm saying. All right. I've got two very special guests. I've got Dave and Hank from the Real Man, the Man Brain Podcast. All I need to do is fucking talk and maybe I can complete a podcast. So welcome, guys. What's going on? How's things?
Yeah, going good. Thanks, Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
Hank, Hank's going to be doing all the talking this episode.
All right.
He's the superstar, not me.
Oh, thanks, man.
Hey, now, you're a rock star. Get your game on. Go play.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, a little Smash Mouth. Yeah, smash me in the mouth, Hank. Hit me, buddy, hit me.
Oh, awesome.
Come on.
Yeah.
Up the energy.
All right, I'll up the energy.
In case you couldn't tell, these are my friends from down under.
So what
and
I,
as
oh,
always,
sorry.
You're nice and drink scotch. So you got a story for us, Hank? Or tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Who the fuck are you? How's it going?
Yeah, no, I'm awesome. A little bit about myself.
I like this fucker already.
Yeah. What am I? I'm like fucking 40 and still single. It's a really sad story, but I have been.
I didn't realize we were going to get that real that fast. Oh, shit. All right.
Then my fucking dog died and I wasn't nobody around. What did I cry to? My fucking dog was dead and I.
Damn, how did you hear about my dog all the way over there? Jesus. Word travels fast.
Well, here's the thing, Hank. Here's the thing. The one thing I know about Australia is that everything's poisonous.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. So, like,
including the people.
Touched a butterfly or something and fucking died. Like, everything that we see here in the States on, like, about Australia is like, hey, and they touched a caterpillar and died.
Yep, yep. It's a dangerous country to live in. I'm quite lucky that I've survived this long.
The people are dangerous too. It's not just the animals.
Hell yeah. So I was thinking, Mark, I'd talk about...
We're into the story now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, well, you know, that pretty much summed me up. 40 and single.
40 single, dead dog. Okay,
let's go. I thought we were going to have an hour-long biopic about... all of the terrible things that have happened in your life.
Well, it's funny. That's a good segue, man.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, because you don't know what I'm going to talk about. So I was going to talk about...
punctured my lung, and that sucked. And then
that's right. I was going to talk about my top five worst sex experiences.
Oh! I like that there's a top five. Like, I could maybe name 10, but anyway...
yeah. So these are the worst. I've had a lot more than five horrible experiences.
These are the top five, though.
Yeah, these are the absolute worst experiences of my life.
Okay. Or are they the bottom five?
What I'm gonna need you to do here, Hank.
Bottom.
What I'm going to need you to do is actually give the women's names, their addresses, and phone numbers for verification.
Well, it's going to be difficult.
I'm sure there will be no negative repercussions from this.
Absolutely not. Well, considering the first one starts when I was 14.
Yeah.
This is a Kevin Spacey story.
Oh, burn. No. No, it's not.
What did you do to you?
I was in the theater. I was young.
I was in the theater too.
This older man mentored me, you know. Or tried to aggressively.
So, let's kick this thing off with the number.
How would you do this line? Well, first I'd suck your dick.
So,
what's my angle? Bend over, I'll show you.
Oh. So we'll set the scene here. 14. Uh-oh.
Light a candle.
Set the scene. 14.
Let's get them. Yeah.
And, you know, at 14, what do you do when you go on a date? You go out for ice cream.
You hope to get your dick touched.
Yeah.
That's all I hope for.
Exactly. Or you go and see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to a movie with this girl. God help me, I cannot remember her name. Let's say it was Jesse. So this was Jesse.
Yeah, let's say his name was Jesse.
And Hank was Jesse's girl.
Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
So the movie we were going to see, you know, 14, got to go and see a kid's movie. It was Free Willy.
No, it wasn't.
100%.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a double entendre.
Actually, that's okay. Maybe that checks out. That does ring a bell.
You Google
okay.
it. You see how old I was when I was 14. You look at the top blockbuster movies okay. of that year.
Free Willy.
Free Willy.
So, you know, movie starts, lights go down, and we start, you know, getting it on, you know, holding hands. It warms up a bit. You know, the kissing, all that kind of stuff. Dave's pulling a horrible face at the moment. He's just got a mental image there, I'm sure. And so Free Willy started on the screen and Free Willy started downstairs.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice! Sweet! And you forgot this chick's name? She's like grabbing your dick like at Free Willy, like right off the bat, and you forget her name?
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Hank?
Yep.
I gotta say I'm a little disappointed in you.
Yeah. I'll accept that disappointment.
The disappointments will continue.
All right. Did she say, this is the first one I felt? Fuck, are they all this small?
No, it wasn't a humiliation exercise.
It was your introduction to small penis right. humiliation. SPH, baby.
SPH. Like,
I came on the guy's back in front of me, you know?
So,
what, did he just steal a joke?
He just stole my joke.
Did not.
No, you were very
That's
close.
So good.
Very close, Mark. So it was actually a girl sitting in front with long hair.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, Free Willy jumped out of the water and and all over the back of this poor girl's head. So it was, it was a hell of an experience.
That's awesome. That's fantastic, Hank.
Needless.
I'm so sorry I stepped on your touchline.
That's all right, man.
Totally no, that's perfect. That's perfect.
And I bet you're like, I can't wait till Mark hears this. He's
he won't believe it. Damn. So, yeah.
So she's brushing her hair the next day. What the fuck?
I don't remember putting product in my hair.
Exactly.
And she was oblivious. Absolutely Ooh, oblivious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So did the girl with you just roll too? Did she like?
Yep. Totally rolled with her.
Oh, yeah. She was dying, laughing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a hell of an experience.
Yeah, at 14, man, you can do that. You can hit the...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So...
I'm kind of glad that I don't spray, I just dribble.
That's the difference between 14 and 40.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Although, yeah.
You're lucky it's to hit past been... your foot.
Yeah, so that was definitely my. Not a bad experience for me. It was a great experience for me.
Oh, that's an awesome experience.
But yeah, not necessarily a great experience for the girl sitting in front of us at the movies.
Disgusting, awesome. Disgusting movie stories that's a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people have had. Yeah, I guess it's dark, and you know. Yeah, it's often a date thing to do. So, you just think how disgusting cinemas are.
Yeah.
What are you sitting in when you go to the cinema?
Well, yeah, when you're a teenager, you got few places you can go and hide in. So,
oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
You take what you can get.
Yeah, well, I had like a perfect parking spot down home, man. It was great. It's like by this pond, and had this like little drive you could go down into that nobody ever went to.
Nice.
Yeah. See, my family owned a farm area, mm-hmm. and I knew like a couple of like little back places and shit like that, which was awesome.
Sweet eyes.
Nice. Yeah.
So you could get all your dogging on.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Banged a chick on a car hood down there.
And her ass cheeks are still imprinted in it.
And I remember her name, Hank.
Ah. Yeah. Maybe I do. I just want to protect the innocent.
Yeah. Protecting the innocent.
Her name okay. Well, anyway. blonde hair with blue eyes. That's her name.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. What's blonde, the next one?
Blonde, right?
Blonde.
That's who you're talking about.
Yeah. Blondie. Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
Barlow Bond.
I actually don't remember her name.
Yeah, so. See, there you go. There you go. So, yeah, then we're going to go up a notch of this. This was pretty bad. So when I was finally turned 18, age in Australia.
Okay, so now
we can jerk off to this story. First story, not so much.
I don't think you want to jerk off to this story.
Okay.
This is everyone's legal. It's all good.
Yeah, everyone's legal.
This is like the last Harry Potter movie.
Hey, the last one was legal. You're both young, man. You're both underage. It's legal.
Exactly. So I, when I turned 18, I got a particular taste for strip clubs.
And you didn't?
Exactly. It's a normal rite of passage for a young man.
It is a rite of passage, yeah.
So when you'd come home and say that you got mugged,
yeah, I'd actually
you got mugged by a stripper.
Yeah, I'd blown my load
who somehow took all your money. Yeah,
at the strip club.
Yeah, at the strip club. Mugged at the strip club. Yeah, right. Okay.
At the strip club. Yeah, that's why you came home with no money.
That's right. You knew what was happening, Dave. You knew it.
Yeah.
So,
I know. Yeah. God damn it.
So I, of course, became semi-regular at a particular seedy, very seedy strip club in Bris Vegas.
You can name the strip club because it's
Vegas. Okay.
It's not open anymore. Not
seedy strip club.
The Red Garter.
Oh, yeah.
what was the name of this one that you went to?
Red Garter.
The Red Garter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's the classy one or the unclassy one?
No, that was the unclassy
one. That was the unclassy. Although that wasn't even the least classy one in town.
No.
There were way, yeah.
Yeah. But it was very seedy. The seats were stained. It was, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean.
It was very dodgy.
So touching was encouraged.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to go to another country.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all.
Yeah, that's legal, right. Because the rules are different all over the place. Yep. Yeah.
It's not the same all over Australia. Different states in Australia have different rules.
Yeah, and they change. Yeah,
I think maybe in New Amsterdam, you just fuck them on the stage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Got to get myself to New Amsterdam.
Right. Well, that's not rape, and here's your pot. Yeah,
woo.
So I got a particular taste for a particular lady.
Name?
Okay.
Let's say Candy.
Let's call her Candy.
Candy.
Please welcome to the stage, Candy. Remember, if you're sitting at the front, they're the tipping seats.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my side job as the DJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure it was.
Yeah.
I always show up with a roll of quarters just to treat them good, you know?
That's right. Well, that was always actually one of my dream jobs, was to be the DJ in a strip club and do the voiceovers and introduce the girls on the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the center stage. Sapphire.
Cinnamon. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. So there's what? How many millions of people that can do that voice?
Yeah. Funnily enough, I never got that gig.
Fuck, I thought I was good.
No, yours was great. So yes, yeah, so, no. We both of us have been to strip joints where the announcer is not great,
no, and it's atrocious. Like
there are so many people that can do this.
How can you be a not great announcer at a strip joint?
Please welcome to the stage, Candy.
Hey, Candy's coming to the stage, guys. Real good.
Quick, get your money out.
Rain.
Yeah. So, so Candy, she was my go-to girl every Saturday night. We used to, obviously I'd go for private lap dances. The way it works here is you can sort of get a little bit of a taste beside the stage. And then if you want to take them for a private booking, you go to a dodgy sort of back room with curtained off areas and, and that's where you
they curtained off back then?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not curtained off anymore.
No.
There's a private area, yep. But it ain't private.
No.
It's private. It's private with you and everybody else who's getting a lap
dance. Well, if he's going to be hitting somebody in the back of the head with something, he really needs a curtain.
That's so true. So, yeah, I don't know, this was maybe my 10th or so time with spending, you know, $300 on this girl.
My God.
Yeah. And at that stage, it probably wasn't all my money as such. I was probably pilfering a bit of money from my parents for it.
Well, you didn't have a job. You weren't earning any of your own money.
No, so, I did have a job. I was delivering pizza.
Yeah, see, fuck you, Dave. You had a job. Yeah,
that earned $300.
You don't know how much I got tipped for delivering pizza?
Tipped for delivering? Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You save up all week to go give Cinnamon your money.
That's right.
Does he tell you a real name?
No.
Sorry? Is what? what was the question?
Is Cinnamon your
Did she
real
even tell you a real name? You're giving her $300, man. You got to get her a dress.
Yeah, I know. Silly, young, naive, what can I say? You'd think I would have learned, but I haven't.
No, you're young. It didn't matter.
No, the financial domination continues.
It does.
And it's even called FinDom now. Back then, we didn't have a cool name for it.
No.
Called what?
FinDom.
FinDom?
FINDOM. FinDom, short for financial domination.
Findom.
Well, Findom.
Yeah. Findom.
You know, I think that's actually the name of an Asian stripper if you're in Bangkok.
Please welcome to the stage, Findom.
Findom. Dang, 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 dang. A lot of people don't know this, but Vietnamese is the language of love.
Oh yeah. It's beautiful language.
If you've never looked into a woman's eyes and went, bang, 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 bang. You don't know love.
So,
yeah, it is one of those accents.
Yeah, it's just.
They're pretentious anyway.
Oh, very.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that with Eastern European accents. A little harsh.
Yes.
A little harsh.
The snark and grill, fuck.
This is something
that means I love.
Something about the Eastern European cam girls.
I picked you a flower.
Something about the Eastern European cam girls with their harsh accents and harsh faces and
harsh pussies. I don't know.
Well,
the field is rough. I'm not sure I like this.
And me being me pays attention to the hideous wallpaper and interior decorating. Because, you know, it just doesn't set the vibe right.
My favourite part with cam girls is when they're, you know, doing whatever they're doing and then you hear their mother in the background. Have you put the trash out? No, Mum, I'm busy.
It's better when their dad knocks on their door.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Princess, what are you doing? Go away, Dad, I'm busy.
Go away, Dad.
Sodomy. Just giving head, Dad, okay?
So, yeah, where was I? Oh, yeah. So
we were at a film check
named Cinnamon, $300 a week.
Yeah. Red Garter.
Yeah. Yeah. So Red Garter, Cinnamon, 10th visit. Yeah, so it got particularly voracious one night.
Did you say 10th visit?
Sorry, Mark?
Did you just say 10th visit?
Yeah, I did. That's, that's dropping three large.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's an
mathematically, you're a moron.
I'm trying to do a rough calculation of how many hundreds of thousands of dollars you would have given.
I mean,
to
I'm not Einstein or a physicist or nothing, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That was wrong of me. Cross the line.
I'll take it, man.
Go on.
I mean, there is a, I hate to put a plug in, but there is a reason why our podcast is called Man Brain. It's for this, it's this exact behavior where you're dropping how many hundreds of dollars for no good reason.
Get me pussy. She's going to like me a lot.
Yeah. Zero gain. So
you ever listen to Artie Lang?
Yes.
And he says, never give a hooker $300 and tell her to go get coke. She's never coming back.
That's right.
Trust me, I've done it three times.
Yeah, I've read his book as well. It's messed up.
He's fucking funny. He is fucking funny.
Yeah, funny bloke.
But his life, holy shit.
Yeah, just when I think my life is messed up and complicated, I just think about Artie.
We'll get back to that in a minute, Dave. Anyway,
I'm doing okay.
Go on, Hank.
Yeah. So, so it was steamy, hot, you know, full on. So normally in these kind of situations, you can't sort of go below the waist kind of thing, because you know that's against the rules as such.
Well, they say nothing between the legs, or what? Or did they use different language back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, should they let you play with her tits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Even I've done that.
Oh, no.
And I'm a lightweight.
Oh, you'll be eating some pavement around here. You do that shit.
Yeah.
No.
Kiss the curb shit, you know.
fully acceptable in Brisbane. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Yeah. So... So she was like, you know, rubbing up against my jeans and, you know, and then I, you know, slipped it in and then I felt something really strange that I wasn't expecting. And it was, and it wasn't a penis.
No, it wasn't a penis. I was going to say, if you're going to say it's a penis, then I will call bullshit on that.
No. It was warm, soggy and stringy.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
Ah.
Yep. So I ended things right there.
I think you should put them dancing that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So I ended.
So that's how you got your Little Red Riding Hood fetish, is it? That's how that happened.
So, yeah, of course, when I walked out of the club and checked my jeans, they were...
Little Red Riding Hood.
Exactly. They were a whole nother color.
Yeah, no, you have told me that story before.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Yep. So, of course, I had to throw those back. They were my favorite jeans.
Favorite jeans.
Yeah.
You got attacked by a shark on Shark Week.
Yeah. Those jeans had particular various aromas of different
women.
You still
can't even believe you came.
That's right.
Because I was listening to a podcast and them talking about that, you know, how many times they've all come at strip joints, and it's like,
no,
oh, am I,
no.
Am I not cool? Because I've never come at a strip joint.
Oh my gosh, no!
Yeah,
you know what? I had this buddy. He was a doctor.
Yeah,
he just had. He told me one time. He's like, yeah, I got a raise, and he sounded really feminine, you know. But he just banging the hottest chicks.
Yeah.
And he's like, I go to the strip joint with him. He's like, yeah, I got a raise. I'm like, oh yeah, how much? $30,000.
Oh, okay.
But I really liked hanging out with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hard to believe. But oh, he just kept taking these, just like throwing like $20 at each of these strippers and shit, saying, take him upstairs, take him upstairs, take him upstairs. I'm like, Tom, I don't get into this shit. I'm really ill. I like women a lot, you know, but I'm like, I don't think I should pay $20 for fucking blue balls, you know? So
yeah, yeah.
I don't like dancing on me, you know? So I end up like going upstairs and like just having like these, you know, conversations. And it turns out like every one of them is working their way through college, you know?
Cool. Oh, so, absolutely.
What's your name, Jasmine? She's like, Jasmine, shut the fuck up. I don't want you to dance for me. I just set the fuck down beside me about the weather or whatever. But this guy just blew like $120 just like fucking through. Go upstairs.
We've had it groups of guys and yeah, the bachelor night.
Yep.
So the, a stag night. What am I trying to say?
Stag night.
Yeah.
The stag night, bachelor night.
Yeah. A stag, either way. Yeah. A bachelor night.
Guys, go to a fucking
strip. Yeah. And so we all paid for the groom to have a lap dance.
Yep.
And the groom flat out refuses.
Yeah.
And so guess who gets the lap dance instead? Hank does.
There you go. That's my boy.
Hank's a winner.
I just remembered that. Jesus Christ.
That was a good lap dance too. There were no surprises with that one.
No surprises.
Thank Christ.
So that's not that's not one of your worst stories.
No. No, definitely not. So are we ready for number three?
Yep.
So
go for it. Oh, right. Sorry, I'm not the host of this podcast.
Oh, you've just taken over, Dave.
Sorry.
My job is to have you tell me about your holiday, not my holiday, your holiday.
Absolutely.
I just tell you how fucked up you are because of your holiday.
Yeah, I think we've already seen how
I fill in the blank with you fucking what? You know, and no. And you came on his head? You know, like, that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just tell the narrative.
Yeah. So how old was I here? I think 19.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd finally got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was 3 years older than me.
What a coincidence it was. Her name was Cinnamon too.
No, it was another spice.
That's my thing. That's what I do. Okay. So anyway, go on.
So she had
turmeric. Was her name turmeric?
No, it wasn't. It. She had an acne problem.
I know who it is.
Yeah, you know who it is.
You look a little rough rock. That's okay.
Yeah, little rough. So she was on this hardcore medication, and this medication dries up all your skin to stop the pimples.
It's Roaccutane.
That's it, man. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Look at you, Dr. Day.
Yeah, I'm the son of a doctor. Yeah. Therefore, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, that's right. So, of course, it drying up your skin, it dries up like your mouth. And everywhere else that normally has a suitable amount of moisture in it.
Yes, it does.
Oh, is that from personal experience?
No, it's from you telling me about it.
Would that include her pussy?
It would definitely include her pussy.
Ding. Yeah.
Now, being 19 and, you know, a bit naive, I wasn't an experienced man with real women. I was experienced with strippers, but not real women.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I failed to know about lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can just go down to the pharmacy and just buy some lube and all's good.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's all, man. You can just get some KY.
Yeah, well, exactly. So yeah. our first experience.
Now that you only bang 60-year-old chicks, you're well-versed in lubrication.
That's right, man. That's right. So our first experience.
Those silver foxes. They still have what it takes, baby.
Right. Our first experience.
They feel like they're on that acne medicine, but they're not.
So it was dry as all hell. And I, you know, it was first time. So I was just going hard and fast and just banging away. And next thing I realize, oh, it was like warm and wet down there. And I look down and blood everywhere.
Oh, dude.
And it wasn't
her. Why is this the second blood story?
It wasn't her blood. So I'm not sure if you know, but there's a bit on the penis called the frenulum.
Yeah.
Yep. It torn the fuck out of it.
Oh!
And to this day, I've still got a scar there.
Right between the neck and the nap.
That's the one.
So that's the one.
That's the one. So mine's never been the same since.
I'm sorry this happened to you so young, Hank.
Yeah.
You got car tissue.
I do. It'll never be the same. But
so she enjoyed it rough, did she?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, that's right. You told me that too. I think you used the terminology always up for anything or something like that.
Yeah, well, at the time, that, yes. But, my next partner after that took up for anything to a whole... No, she wasn't my next partner. She was my most recent partner. That's right.
Oh, your recent partner.
Yeah.
So there wasn't, like, a hiatus between 19 and 40?
No. I was kind of married between that period.
Yeah, it's marriage.
Yeah.
And there's no good sex.
So, Hank, hey, man. Like, I've heard other guys talk about it, but how was your ex-wife?
Oh, she's fucking hot.
I mean, I could hear it from the other fellas, but go ahead and you give me the upfront insight.
You do have an ex-wife story, but you probably haven't put that on the list.
No, I haven't.
I've definitely got one, but I'm never going to tell it. But it's
I've got a number of ex-wife stories, but no, I'm not putting them on the internet.
I'm not saying. Look, I'm not saying I want her to die. Okay, because that would be good and easy.
Yeah.
I want her to have bone spurs in every joint of her fucking long life. Just bone spurs in every joint forever.
Forever. Yeah.
But you've heard of Prometheus?
Yep.
Okay. There you go. All right.
Just that.
That's all. That's if yes, just that. That's all I want.
Whereas you, Hank, you're not too bad with your ex-wife at the moment.
No, we're actually friends.
But your ex-wife still doesn't like me and never will.
No. No.
Well, Dave, you're a little personality there.
Dave, you're like everything that annoys her about me.
Yes.
Is you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, she tolerates me. So, you know,
that's nice.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah, that's about all I can ask for.
Sounds like a sweetheart. She tolerates me. I got a lot of people that tolerate me. Turns out I'm one of those personalities, so it's
You and her even sat next to each other last night.
We did. We did at one of my children's concerts. Yes. There you go. That was awkward. Right.
Are we on a...
And there was no disgusting story out of that.
No.
After your cock circle, what story are we on at this point?
Okay. So we're up
to... I really can't wait for the crescendo to all these because, like, there's been some pretty fucked up stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine, like, after the bloody cock, where are we going to move to after this?
Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets worse. I don't even know what the stories are.
But... No, you don't.
I don't know, but at the end of it, he's going to go and anal warts.
I know this. I know it. I know the stories that it could be, and it, yeah, yep,
yep.
So Hank, go for it.
Yep. So number four, my ex partner, like total 100% sex addict.
Oh yeah,
like I was
nympho beyond nympho.
Oh. Like actually diagnosed sex addict.
Had
spent time in hospital under treatment for her sex addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds like a nice
He sounds great. Yeah.
Well, she. Let's just put that out there.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not to judge. So it all sounds great and wonderful, but you know, a man can only perform so much. You get to a time where you just got nothing more to give. But she just wants more and more and more.
Yeah, that bitch, she wanted more than once a month, and just that, how dare she?
What the fuck? Doesn't she know football's on sometimes?
She used to ring me, like video call me at work and tell me to go into the bathroom so she could watch me jack off.
What's her name again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is love.
Yeah.
Na, da, da, da.
So it got to the stage, I think, about the 6-month mark, where it was clear that she just wasn't satisfied with just me contributing.
With just Hank.
Yeah, with just Hank. So she wanted to take things up to a whole new level and start meeting other people. So she joined up to a swingers website.
Okay, I like this is going so far, and
so I was very reluctant with this, because the lead up to it was that she just basically wanted another man. She wanted to have a threesome with her and me and another guy, and I was like, "Fuck
hold
yeah!"
Hold on here, Hank. I just gotta do something here.
Okay.
Could you hear that?
Nope.
I don't think you could hear it. Damn it! I unzipped my fly. Okay. Talk slower.
Right.
I wish
that was audible. I wish you could have heard that.
Yeah. You gotta say zip.
Zip.
I hate it when a fucking joke doesn't fly.
So
yeah, the image I always get with male female threesomes is spit roasting, and the two guys staring at each other, high fiving.
Exactly.
It's like,
that's fucked up. I can't do that. Dude. Can't go over another chick's back and high five over the top. I know. Nothing good about two dudes and one chick. Two chicks, one dude. Totally different fucking story. Call me sexist. Don't fucking care.
Oh, yeah, no, I get you.
This week, my wife, God bless her soul, she's lovely, and I love her. She came down from Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's like England. Yep. They got all these microbreweries and shit, and she brings back all these beers from this place called New Glarus.
Yep.
Which is awesome. Every fucking thing there is good, but they got a beer called Two Women.
Oh, right.
Who don't want two women?
I'll have two women, thanks.
Yeah. Would you like two women?
Yes,
who
please.
Who the fuck is going to say no to that? And it's delicious.
Oh, I bet it
is. Yeah, probably not as delicious as two women. It's really fucking good. By the way, sponsored by New Glarus Beers up in Wisconsin. New Glarus, if you're listening to me, I would love for you to sponsor me, because I love two women.
Perfect integrated advertising.
You like that?
That was seamless.
I'm going to send them a copy of this podcast. I bet they'll be impressed.
So when the notion of having me and two guys was put forward, I was like, hell no. 100% no, I'm not doing that. And it was for the reason that Dave was talking, like just looking into another man's eyes, you know,
that's going on. And high five with that.
Yeah.
And touching swords, not gonna fucking happen.
Oh, yeah. Touching surge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. DV.
No.
Yeah. What about a blindfold? Then you don't have to. Don't have to see them, and you know.
Well, Dave,
a mouth. If you blindfold, they're still gonna
be just as bad. I don't see where you're getting.
Yeah. No. Could be a strap on.
I mean, it's ugly. You can put a bag over it, but you're still looking at the same fucking guy.
So I flat out refused, and I proposed. I put a counter offer. Well, how about, you know, me, you, and another girl?
Right.
That's a fair offer to put on the table.
Legitimate. That's a legitimate argument.
Absolutely.
You know, that's great.
So she...
Yeah, judges, we approve.
Yeah. Actually, I've still got that as an open offer. I forgot. I just remembered about that.
Right.
Remembered about that?
Yeah, well, there were stipulations. There's stipulations.
Like?
Stipulations. Well, like...
Sign the fucking contract, Dave! Sign the fucking contract!
When we actually discussed about the kind of girl that it could be, it's...
Oh, okay.
It doesn't make it better.
Oh, right. Okay.
Is it one with a penis?
Yeah. No.
Well, then what's the problem?
I don't see what's going on here, Dave.
It's like, yeah, because we've talked about, yeah, no, this is the kind
You're
of thing.
You're really going to have to sell Hank and I on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, mate, yeah, well, I've got to make more, need more material for the podcast, so maybe that's to come.
Pardon the pun. Another double entendre.
Fuck yeah. Just a depressing dribble. We'll end that story.
Okay, Hank, go ahead and go on. I'm sorry. Derailed again.
So, of course, she, just to be a bitch, turned around and said, well, if you're not going to do it with me and two guys, then I'm not going to do it with me and two girls, you know? So
fancy that.
Yeah, fancy that. So we set the decision that, okay, well, how about we have four ways? So you, me, and another couple. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, because you'd done that before too.
Yeah.
That's another story.
That's a done deal.
But that's not a worst story.
Sign the contract. That's done. That's a good deal.
Yeah, I thought it was a cracking deal, so I was pretty happy with that. So, you know, I never doing this before.
Cracking deal.
Not knowing, you know, so you just hit the internet. That's, you know, how do you find out about stuff you don't know about? You just hit the internet.
Exactly. 30 seconds later, you have a lot of people.
Yeah, 30 seconds later, you've got a profile up, you're talking all about yourself, and you're getting hit up by all these other couples going, oh, yeah, you guys seem really hot. Yeah, we'd love to do that.
You can get certain kind of couples, swinging couples, really easily.
Oh, yeah.
Post pictures, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certain kinds of couples that maybe wouldn't be your first choice, let's say.
Yeah.
Amu and I would really like to join you two.
So our rule was that before we actually met them face-to-face, we would video call them to make sure that their profile is actually what it says on the on the internet.
The carpet matches the drapes, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And we found a pretty friggin' hot couple. They were both – why am I talking about him? They were –
Yeah, why are you talking about him? There you go.
Dr. Freud, your 3 o'clock is here.
He was great. She was okay.
He had the bluest eyes.
Damn. Walked into that one.
He could look through my cock for my eyes forever.
But yeah, but I think I see what you mean, that you want to be comfortable with the guy.
Yeah.
But it's not going to turn into a, you know.
A dribble fest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
Okay.
It's nothing that marijuana can't cure.
Well, because you've got to find out what combinations are going to be happening.
Absolutely.
What ins and outs are going to be, yes. So does the guy also want to...
Very important in this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So this being our first time, we were sort of a little bit reluctant to, you know, go too far... Well, I was reluctant, let's say, to go too far into it. So we kind of
into what
into
it
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 um
yeah
so I set the rule that she couldn't, like, we'd just basically all be in the same room, but just fuck each other's partners. So,
okay. Yeah,
it was just like a nice,
old school wife swap.
Down with that. Yeah. Like a little key party, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, when we got there, we met them. These guys were like 10 years younger than us. Turned out it was their first time as well. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So, just...
Okay, Hank.
Yeah, man.
At this point, I need you to talk slower. With a lower octave.
With a lower octave.
That's right, baby.
Right.
All right. So, we're two...
They were like 10 years... No, I'm getting distracted now.
10 years younger.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, they were like in their early 20s. Their first time, our first time, we had dinner together at their place. We like literally went to their house.
Well, how nice. Have kebabs. Oh,
that's lovely. Let's talk for 20 minutes about the kind of food that you have, that you had.
Let's not. So,
okay.
We started drinking, just to, get in the mood, yep. This kind of thing.
All right, come on.
And just
a little lubricant.
That's right. And then just out of nowhere, the guy just basically says in front of us all to his partner, said, honey, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to do this. I'm not comfortable. So I was like, okay, all right, this is awkward. Maybe we should leave, And his wife, or partner, I can't remember if they're married, it's irrelevant. She was really keen to, proceed with things. So managed to talk him into us not swapping. So us just literally being in the same room and fucking our own partners.
Right.
Oh, now, yeah.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So both... The girls were going down on their respective partners. So my girl was going down on me and she was going down on her boy. And then just out of nowhere, the other girl decided to come on over and double team on me.
Okay, and I want to believe that's true.
It's fucking true.
Yeah.
You ever been picked last in a basketball game?
Sorry?
You ever been picked last in a basketball game?
Nope.
That's a Hank story. Hold on, these are meant to be the worst story. How is that worst?
He's just, this poor fucker's just standing there all alone.
Exactly. So, like...
Oh, yeah, the other guy. I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's sitting there watching
Whatever his name is, I'm going to call him Bill.
Yeah,
Bill's good.
Hey, Bill, could you do us a favor? Go make us a sandwich while this.
Bill, my drink's empty. Could you go and top me up, please? So, Bill, I think...
I'll have two women.
Yeah. So, I think Bill... Yeah, I'll have two women. Thanks, Bill.
Billy, come on!
Boom. So Bill was obviously not impressed with what's going on, but he didn't immediately, he was just in shock. So I've got these two girls just going at me and then my partner pulled back and then the other girl just went hammers and tongs on me. And yeah, I lasted like 30 seconds.
Hammers and tongs.
And yep. That
I don't know what that is, but I'm impressed.
Oh, hammers and tongs. Okay, that's an Australian thing.
Yeah, I guess it is.
So, just...
That's why my friend was confused when I said, grab me the hammer and thongs.
That's right.
Thongs.
It wasn't the name of your two Thai strippers.
No.
That you had on your recent trip to Thailand.
Yeah, that's a whole different podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the center stage, Hammer and Tongs.
So the other girl was equally as shocked that all of a sudden she had a mouthful of cum.
Yeah.
And proceeded to just spit it back at me. not in my face, but just, you know, all over me.
And well, she didn't snowball you, then that's good.
No, no, that's right.
Oh.
And then that's when it became really bad, because the other guy just completely lost his shit.
You just jabbed his old lady's mouth.
That's
he
right.
He just went to lose his shit.
And he was like, "What the fuck, man? How dare you fucking come in my woman's mouth?"
That's what he's mad about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the whole blowjob thing was okay.
Yeah.
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 Okay, I see what you're doing there, and it's not me, and neither one of them are fucking me and sick of my dick. This is where I really draw the line. This is it right here.
So, yeah, end of the story.
You know what? I think I know this couple, and it turns out they lived happily ever after.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, he proceeded to...
I mean, it's almost like Sleeping Beauty. I mean, yeah. I think the whole thing really, you know, Hansel and Gretel and Gretel. But anyway, I think they...
yeah, he proceeded to throw us out of the house. So,
that was that?
That's okay. Fuck it. I don't care.
I was satisfied.
Have a nice night. Came in your old lady's mouth. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Don't forget. She, every time she brushes her teeth, it doesn't matter. She still had my cum. There's no coming back from that.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
There's no way. Like, I guarantee you next week, unless this guy was a complete fucking vagina, there's no way he ever came back from that one.
No. Nope. Couldn't be.
Nope. Nope. Every, good night, honey. No.
That's... It's a little bit of hate right come. There.
Other guys come. And here's the ironic thing. Like, you'll shake every man that you ever meet's hand.
Yep.
Did you ever shake the hand that didn't jerk himself off?
Good point.
I know.
No, not once.
That's a very
nope,
good
the
point.
Hand you shake to another man every time is the one that he uses to jerk his gherkin.
That's it.
Every time. So, and then you're supposed to grip it hard, too. Like, you're not supposed to give a wet fish. Like, you're supposed to grip that fucker
yep.
that just jerked this fucker a little earlier.
Nice, tight grip.
Yeah. No amount of Curex is going to cure that, okay? Or Purex,
yeah.
Right?
Purex, yeah.
Purex.
Yeah.
So that's your fourth story. Your fifth story better be prostate.
I forgot about that.
If your fifth story isn't prostate,
no,
it can't be as good as that story.
No, so
you're not telling the prostate story.
Yeah, I think you, Hank, are you sure you want to embark on this next adventure?
No, I'm not entirely sure.
Because this one was pretty good.
Hank tells stories and then forgets.
Yeah,
and then needs to be reminded that happened, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, that happened." Oh.
Hey, don't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad about that at all, Hank.
Yeah.
Not at all. All right. I got to tell you guys, give me 1 second. I'm going to go grab two women, and I'll be right back. Because if I continue to drink scotch, by the next podcast, I'll be like, that fucker sucks.
Well, that could help, actually.
All right. Give me 20... minutes, a second,
20
seconds.
Minutes.
No, all right, you're right. Right. Hank and I can keep talking.
Yeah. So the prostate story, Dave.
Well, you didn't tell me the full story. You alluded to it that there was some massaging.
Yes, there was.
And then there was stuff that came out that wasn't particularly sexy.
Ah, oh, well, that's not the actual story. That's the worst one. But
okay, well, tell the worst. That's a sizzle.
Yeah,
that's a sizzle for a future podcast. Because I'm sure millions of people would love to hear about your massage being prostated.
My
or the
massage
other way
being prostated.
Oh.
No one wants to hear about that.
Don't they?
No.
Come on.
No.
Okay, so your last story better be good. Have you told them? Yeah, all right.
Have I told them in
chronological order?
Chronological order? Yes. They are in exact chronological. I can't even say that word.
Because you're supposed to end with a bang. Literally.
Yeah. Well, probably the second last was the best.
Oh! So you're telling listeners to stop listening.
That's a podcast fail, isn't
so,
it?
Well, it's the same as stand-up. You start with your second best joke.
Right.
You end with your best joke.
Best joke. Right.
Although, that's the rule for stand-up when you've already got an audience, a captivated audience. For podcasting,
yep.
There's a whole bunch of people that are only going to listen to the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Of course, yeah.
So maybe you put your best joke at the very start.
Right.
But then people, yeah, I don't know what you do.
See if they'll keep listening.
In any case, bookend it.
So bookend it.
All right, so you're not going to believe this, but my wife got the last 2 women.
Oh, that's a shame. She's like a bit.
That sucks, man.
That does suck. Now I got to drink Michelob Lager.
You got to drink what?
What?
Michelob Lager.
Michelob Lager.
Lager?
Yeah. Lager.
Oh, lager.
It's a lager.
It's a lager?
Exactly. Old Michelob.
we're having accent difficulties with being.
Michelob.
I was get complimented on my accents and my impersonations and shit, so.
Nice. I don't do accents.
Mm-hmm. Hank doesn't do accents.
No.
Is that right?
No, it's outside my skill set.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so we're on...
the worst one.
Story 3.
So the same crazy...
Five. Story 5.
Yeah, the same...
Story 5.
Same crazy sex addict ex. So her... She had two...
Dick.
She had two things that she absolutely just wanted all the time.
Herpes? I'm sorry. She probably didn't want that. It's just a given.
Just inevitable consequences. All right. Behaviors.
Yeah, just a given. Just a.
Is this a squirting story?
No,
it's not a squirting story.
No, it's not a squirting story.
Okay. Well, I don't know what it is. Then.
Hey, you said he's going to give a squirting story.
But that's what she. Yeah, she absolutely.
You're a fucking liar, Dave. You're a fucking liar.
That was one of her boasts.
Yeah. Yeah. She could squirt across the room. And she could.
Girl.
Yeah. Clever clever girl.
Clever girl.
Well,
I'm not sure you had to figure that out.
She had a very well-developed Skene's gland.
Wow.
Skene's gland.
Skene's gland. Nice. That doesn't sound sexy at all.
Like a 221B. No, kind of a thing. Brilliant!
So, yeah, she loved...
Thought that out or figured it out or... Look what my pussy does, you know?
She loved being fisted.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, Hank.
Yep.
Hank.
Yeah, Hank. I've heard that before. She could take it up almost to the elbow.
Did you?
That's hard to believe.
Yep. Well, she'd pop three kids out, so there's plenty of room up there.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I guess so.
I mean, if you look at
many things that actually just make me fucking stop.
It was just dead silence.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you look at porn and what's sort of possible, physically possible, yeah, it's feasible.
Mark's given me a round of applause.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, well, proceed.
So,
how many men would it take to satisfy her continuously?
No, there's not enough. There is all not enough. Them? Yeah, every man in the world.
If she had maybe 20 guys.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be enough.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Damn.
So, fisting and anal were her two favorites.
At the same time.
You
performing at all? No.
No, you can't.
I don't think that's physically possible.
You can't physically do that.
The logistics of it doesn't even fucking make sense, man.
So is it...
The fucking logistics of it!
So is it anal first, then fisting? Or fisting's the entree to the main course?
Correct. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Wow. Well,
Wow. So there's a little size difference between the fist and the penis.
I gotta tell you, I'm not really a guy that gets offended, but
I've offended him.
we've just killed Mark's podcast.
You're the first person I've met that actually hit bottom and then started to dig.
Yep, that's pretty much the story of my life, Mark.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and let's go about the elbow fucking anal chick.
Let's finish this baby off. So the rule was that if we're, you know, before we fuck, she had to shower, you know, because if, you know, if I'm going elbow deep and ass deep, you know, full in anal, I need her to be clean.
You gotta have standards.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So this was towards the end of our relationship. Towards the end of our relationship, there was one day I got home from work and she just literally grabbed me and threw me in the bedroom and we started going at it and there was fisting and then it came to the anal and it was about 2 minutes into it when I realized that she wasn't showered and I had a dick covered in shit.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining My Worst Holiday. At this point, I have to do a lot of fucking censoring and cut it off. Holy shit.
Yeah.
My Worst Holidays does not endorse the ideas or the views of Hank. If you can give the forgiveness to go ahead and continue my podcast someday, I will greatly appreciate it. So,
So you did say you wanted Hank on the
podcast. Hank
on the
bottom.
Podcast.
It's
I'm not
bottom,
sure
Hank.
Why.
It's bottom. You started to dig, Hank.
Clearly, Dave didn't warn you just how low I go.
And I've talked to some fucked up people.
Yep.
Really fucked up people.
Yep.
Well, that's
actually they're.
My only regret tonight.
Yes.
My only regret
is starting the podcast.
is that Jay is not here.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Jay. You're my partner in this, buddy. I wish to God you were here. He's doing a tomorrow night. He's doing a it's a horror thing. A buddy of mine, Jay Repsol, and him. They promote these different kind of gatherings and stuff.
Yep, cool.
And tomorrow is a horror fest, and they're going to have the guy who played Jason Voorhees there. They're going to have Ron Perlman from Hellboy.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going to have Sting from the WWE. He's going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty big deal.
Oh,
so,
that's massive.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't be here tonight, and I really, really... really wish he would have been here because he would have taken that story and fucking drank it. he would have licked that story off his fucking fingers like it was honey. I, on the other hand, am like, But he would have been just like, that's delicious. Tell me more about Uranus. That fucker would have drank that like the nectar of the gods. More ambrosia, please.
So, yeah, that was Hank's top five. Me
personally,
worst
I'm
sex
horrified,
stories.
But, Hank, you did end on a crescendo. Fuck.
I'm glad I didn't disappoint them, Mark.
So, the new thunder from down under.
Good luck with the edit.
I can't even edit it. It's not my loop. You guys are recording this shit. You're going to send it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
This isn't my edit. Like, I don't even know if I can edit this. This will be the first one that I've done that where you have to send it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'll give it a listen. I'll see if I can hear it like after it's over. I don't know, but
yeah.
Well, fucking wow.
It's just a beautiful, wholesome episode.
Fun for the whole family.
Almost a Little House on the Prairie. Absolutely. You know, it's just yeah. That was you know what, man? That was really entertaining. I can't thank you enough. That was actually, and that's what this is about. So.
My pleasure, Mark.
So, all right. So, you know what? Anything else, guys? Dave, you got anything there?
Plug time, Dave.
I guess I'll plug my podcast.
did you come on somebody's back, Dave?
I can't top the story. So.
Have you gone elbow deep in anybody?
No.
No. All right.
Just release.
Well, I know. I want to. I know you just talked to a. What is it? Was it a phone chick? Was that?
Yeah. You did? Ryder Doll. RYDERDOLL.
What? Say that again.
RYDERDOLL. Ryder Doll.
Oh, yeah. Ryder. Yeah. Ryder Doll.
Yeah, no, that episode went awesome. It's really
I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I seen it. It just posted like today. Did it just post today? Did it or?
Or last night. Yep.
Last night. Okay. Well, I had to work today, and I went to Thanksgiving here.
Oh yeah, and of course.
Like I was sacked out like early last night. I think I was awake at like 10 o'clock maybe, and then I fell asleep in my chair, and then I seen it today, but I was at work all day, and I didn't get a chance to listen to it. But I definitely am going to give a listen to it. And it is the Man Brain Podcast. And make sure you listen to it, because if you don't listen to it, like I usually say, you're a fucking idiot. And
it's not the other man, the Man Brain Podcast.
No, not the Man Brain Podcast.
This is the funny one.
Yeah.
Man Brain Podcast.
Sorry,
Man Brain Podcast.
Real Brain?
Yeah, maybe it should. Maybe it should, because quite a few people keep calling it Real Man Brain Podcast. I've called it. I've used Real Man Brain in some of the social media accounts. It's horribly confusing.
I want to do the right thing. I want to promote you right, but is it Real Man? Should I do a Real Man Brain Podcast? Because I know it's just Man Brain Podcast.
Yeah, the website's manbrainpodcast.com.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what we did last time was Real Man Brain Podcast.
Yeah, that'll do. I'm pretty sure if you Google something close, it comes up. So,
right, and I think I did. I think we did really well with our last podcast, which was 1, 2, 3 Psychiatrists.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Listening to you doing the other side of that.
Yep.
Yeah, the monologue version.
In my mind was fucking amazing, because like that just blew my mind. Like it really captured me listening to that entire thing.
Mm. Yeah, I got a few compliments from that one actually. Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, you did really well. Like I don't know if anybody listened to mine as a prequel to what you did, I hope so too, because I'm a greedy, arrogant fuck. But what you did was solid. Really fucking solid. Like, listen, because I did the funny side of it, and you did the other side of it, and it was just like two opposite pages. You know, it was just phenomenal, and I really enjoyed that. That was fantastic.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. Got a few jokes in there. It's just like doing dry monologue, but then trying to drop some jokes in there.
Like you're like my friend Mark assured me that he would save me himself if we got invaded.
That's right.
How good was that? Was that okay? Did that sound Australian?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, all right. So, wait. Let's wrap this up. Hank, you're the man, you're the knee deep in a vagina for some reason, our elbow. I'm sorry.
Elbow deep, Mark. Elbow deep.
Hey, let me find my car keys. We'll drive out of here. So, from a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been. Oh wait, you know what? That was really close, but I'm going to do this first. Okay. If you want to hear me, if you want to get in touch with me, I'm mostly on iTunes because fuck everybody else. It's just the best platform. Yeah. Whatever. Fuck everybody else. You know, leave me a good review. Leave Man Brain Podcast a good review. If you like us, give us some fucking money. This shit is not easy to do. It's not cheap. And I just hope that I'm making everybody laugh. And that's all I want to do in my fucking life. I don't have time for stand up. But I do have time for this shit, so this is what I'm going to do. I am My Worst Holiday on Patreon, and you are Real Man, you are Man Brain Podcast on Patreon?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yep, cool.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
All right. If you like us, give us a little love. $1 a podcast doesn't ask for too much. From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been... My Worst Holiday!